Superfly Hayes tells me that one of the all-time greats when it comes to putting on a Pistons uniform, Big Bad Ben Wallace, he is standing by the Metro Health Sports Medicine guest line. Welcome back, big man.
Hey, what's up? Thanks for having me.
Hey, did you watch the implosion of the Palace last Saturday morning?
Well, personally, I got people making a video of it.
I think we lost you for a second there, Ben. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I think your cell was going in and out. So you watched the video of it?
Yeah, I watched the video. It wasn't something I really wanted. But let me move around a little bit, make sure my sound is good.
Oh, trust me, with mobile phone technology and live radio today, Ben, it's an interesting combination. You know what I mean?
Right.
We got to play defense. That's what me and you are doing right now. We're playing defense. You're owning the paint, and I'm kind of out on the perimeter checking the two guards so he can't shoot, okay?
Okay. Hold him down. Before the drive baseline.
Yeah, there you go. So you watched it on video, I think you said, right?
Yeah, I watched the video. I had a couple of people send me some video on it. So, yeah, it wasn't something that I really, really wanted to see, though.
What was the first thought when you watched the video of the Palace being imploded that you said to yourself, you know what, man, that building meant this much to me? What was that first thing that came to mind?
I mean, just a lot of memory. And you know, that's the place where, you know, where we made a lot of history, got a lot of fun memories, and it's a place where I won my one and only, you know, NBA title there.
Did you ever hear it any louder than that night when you guys beat Shaq and Kobe and the Lakers?
No, never. I think that was the loudest that that anyone ever heard the Palace during that time.
What was the first time you walked into the Palace, whether it was a workout or for that first game and it's game day or you just became a Piston? What was it like the first time you walked into the Palace?
Me, the first time I walked into the Palace, you know, as a Piston.
Yes.
You know, it was a little different. You know, I just had got traded for Grant Hill, and you know, everybody know what type of player Grant Hill was, and me coming in, nobody really knew what to expect. So it was a little eerie silence, and everybody was just anxious to see, you know, who is this guy that we traded Grant Hill for.
And then all of a sudden you became the NBA Defensive Player of the Year, world champion with the Pistons. And that Palace was iconic. And again, we go partly old school with Isaiah and Rodman and Mahorn. And then you look at the new school Pistons, and then you look at the great concerts and shows. And it was almost like everybody that I talked to, when the implosion happened, it was like a building that didn't have to go that soon. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, you know, everybody, you know, all the Bad Boys and going to work Pistons, yeah, as well as the Shock, you know, we all a little shocked. We all a little taken back, you know, some way, somehow we thought that, you know, that it was going to last a little bit longer than what it did. But, but they had different plans and you know, now without a Palace, feel like we're without a home.
It was a great home court advantage. Would you agree with that, Ben?
Yeah. You know, Mr. Davis was one of the first owners to, you know, put his money where his mouth was, and he built arena, you know, to allow his team to play at. So, you know, for that reason, it was a special spot for us. And, you know, like I say, you know, watching the video was a little bittersweet.
Yeah, is this Mason doing the introductions and just the PA, the music, the acoustics in there, which, you know, made it one of the great concert venues in North America before a basketball game, everything, and how hard you guys worked and your camaraderie and the new school Bad Boys. It was just everything inside the Palace was almost perfect when the Pistons were at the peak of their game.
Yeah, it was definitely, like I said, it was definitely home. And every time we showed up for a game, you know, a home game, you know, our crowd came out, supported us 100%. You know, they cheered from beginning to end. And like I say, man, just hate to see that place go. But, you know, I was glad to have the opportunity to play there and to bring an NBA title home in that building on that floor.
Ben Wallace, former Piston, joining us here on the Huge Show across Michigan, talking about the Palace imploding. I was trying to figure out Saturday, you know, morning while I'm eating breakfast after watching the video live, why I was emotional because the Palace was no more. They got the state-of-the-art, you know, Little Caesars downtown. You still have first-class sports facilities in Detroit. And across the board, colleges, Detroit, were a blessed sports state. But there was something, I think it's watching the Joe go. Before that, watching, Tiger Stadium, then Silverdome, then the Palace. And I look at my age, and I'm 58. And you start to look back at all your great sports memories. And I think that was part of the emotion last Saturday when the Palace was imploded.
Yeah, you know, it's like I said, it's hard to watch it go because, you know, it is such a, you know, important part of, you know, Pistons, you know, history, you know, Detroit history, all the great concerts and stuff that they have had up in that place. And, yeah, like you said, they got the state of the art with the Little Caesar Arena. But, you know, it's hard to place. It's hard to replace tradition.
And, yeah.
You know, and the city of Detroit and the Pistons fans had come to love the Pistons playing at the Palace. So, you know, hopefully we can get everything right and get everybody on track, and we can bring that same type of love and excitement down to Little Caesars Arena.
Did you have a tear in your eye when you watched the video of the Palace imploding? You can be honest with me, Ben. We're friends, and I don't care how big and strong and tough you are or were back in the day, but was there a little emotion when you watched that video last Saturday, the Palace being imploded?
You know, didn't shed no tears, but it was a little emotional. You know, once I saw the video and realized what it was, you know, as soon as I heard the Dead Nation go off, you know, I turned it off. I never watched the whole thing. You know, I knew what was happening, and you know, I didn't want to bear witness to seeing the Palace fall.
Wow, yeah, so now you look the other way, because then you would have had that tear, and I would have had to drive to Detroit and give you a big, bad Ben hug, all right?
It definitely was a tearjerker.
It was, man. All right, before I let you go, NBA bubble. I know we talked to him months, 6 weeks ago. Where things are right now, what do you think about the return to play by the NBA here at the end of the month in Orlando?
I think it's a good opportunity, you know, for the league as well as the players to figure out, you know, where we go from here, you know, how we move forward, you know, with this pandemic, with this virus. And it gives everybody an opportunity to see what will work and what won't work, or will we be able to get back, or how soon will we be able to get back to playing normal games with the entire, you know, fan base there cheering and rooting for the team and for the players, and you know, rooting against team and rooting against players. You know, I think it's a good opportunity to try to figure some of the kinks out of, you know, how we're going to bounce back from this pandemic.
How long before the Pistons are back in contention? They got Weaver now, GM. That's a great hire. I like Casey. I like the direction they're moving in, whether they begin the season in December or after the first of the year, based on where we're at with COVID-19. How many more years before the Pistons are playing playoff basketball in downtown Detroit, but meaningful series where they could make a push to win the East? How many years?
I'm not sure exactly how many years. You know, I think that's going to be up to the players. You know, like I said, I think Pistons got a great staff in place, you know, great coach, you know, coach that understand the players, players that understand the coach. So it's just going to be a matter of, you know, how quickly the players can gel together and come out and play together as a unit. So hopefully we get there soon, you know, no more than 3 years, I think we should be, you know, competing and put out a product on the floor that everybody can be excited and happy about, knowing that these guys will come out and work hard night in and night out. You know, that's what Piston basketball is all about.
All right, Ben, my friend, stay in touch. Enjoy the summer. Stay safe. My best to you and your family, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Y'all do the same.
All right. Ben Wallace, he is such a good guy, man. Hey, he's even better in person.